Remarks of the President, Wenatchee, Washington, 2 October 1952.
The President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. My goodness alive, is there anybody left at home in the great state of Washington? Looks like they're all here. I'm more than glad to be with you this morning. When I was here 4 years ago, you just had a bad flood. I'm glad things look so good around here now, including your famous apple trees. You may have heard a rumor about why I'm here. Well, I'll tell you the facts, so it won't be a rumor. I'm out here campaigning for the Democratic ticket. That's one of my jobs. I have five altogether, any one of which is enough for one man to do, so I have to work about 17 or 18 hours a day. And therefore, I'm working in sections. Now I'm working at the job as the head of the Democratic Party, trying to tell you what the Democratic Party stands for, what it has done for the country, and Governor Stevenson will tell you what it proposes to do for the country. Between us, I think we're going to convince you that it'll be right to vote the ticket. I don't believe you could do better with the Democratic ticket than the slate of candidates which you have now up for election in the great state of Washington. I've been riding with them most of the morning, and I'm personally acquainted with a great many of them. Well, I don't think you could do better than to have Mr. Jack Taylor for land commissioner, Phil Gallagher for state treasurer, Bob Delwall for congressman, Don Magnuson for Congress at large, and Hugh Mitchell for governor, and Scoop Jackson for United States Senator. You know, I've been handicapped to some extent during my term as President of the United States because the members of Congress, a great many of them, are against the things that the Democratic Party stands for. But in spite of all that, we've been able to get things through that have been for the welfare of the world and the benefit of the country and for the benefit of the individual in the United States. And I want that thing to continue. And in order to do that, I want you to see that our national ticket is elected this time, just as you saw to it in 1948. Adlai Stevenson is a very fine man. He's a great governor, and he will make a great president. He's a man you all can trust to work for you. He understands the problems of the West and the problems of the plain people everywhere. That's true of John Sparkman. No man in the Senate has done more for small business, for the farm program, and for power development than has John Sparkman. I came here to Wenatchee. I can't come here to Wenatchee without thinking about Rufus Woods. That man had a great understanding, a great vision of the whole Northwest. And what a wonderful region this would come to be. He dreamed that dream long before anybody started out to put it into effect. We've started to work now on the things he dreamed about. We're on the way, and we owe a lot of it to Wood's hard work. This country is growing mightily. Your agriculture is doing fine. And look at your new industry, the Alcoa aluminum plant you have here. And this was made possible because your own public utility district added 200% to the power output of Rock Island Dam. This is a symbol of the new Northwest that Rufus Woods was working for. You people know what's making Washington State develop. You know what's needed to keep it growing, bringing more industry, more trade, and that requires more electric power. More power is a crying need, and water on the barren lands is a crying need. If you can get the right amounts of power and water at the right price, particularly at the right price, the whole area will boom beyond anything you can imagine. And if you don't get this thing, these things, your growth will be stunted. They tell me that both here and in Spokane these days, men have been laid off the job in the aluminum industry for lack of power. That's what this whole region faces if you don't move forward and move forward fast. Now that's a common need for the whole Northwest, from the Rockies to the coast. And the only way to meet that need is through a common program, an integrated program, to make the best use of your sources of power and of water and harness the rivers of this region so they'll work for you. Behind Bonneville, we needed Grand Coulee. Behind Grand Coulee, we needed Hungry Horse. And we still must have Hell's Canyon, Ice Harbor, Libby, and all the other dams and power generators and irrigation works. These must all tie together in a great power network. Transmission lines that will bring the power from these dams to your homes and farms and cities and factories where it is needed and when it is needed in the right amounts and at the right price. Let me emphasize that, right price. Now it stands to reason that you people as individuals can't get these things done by yourselves. And your city governments and your state can't give you all the help you need. Their jurisdiction resources are too small. The problem is too big. It is a regional problem. And the regional power pool of this section of the world has made more contribution to its prosperity than any other one thing, including the discovery of gold and silver west of the Rocky Mountains. It's the development of these great power resources that has made this government, this part of the world, prosperous and the envy of all the rest of the country. And I've been trying to get those power pools established all over the country and in every instance. And I've been fought to a standstill by the Republicans in the Congress of the United States. And that's why you look to the federal government for help. It is your government, and that's its job, to help you do these things you can't do all by yourselves. We've been giving you help. The New Deal and the Fair Deal have been helping you for 20 years, and you've helped the country in aluminum and plutonium for national defense. You've helped the prosperity of the whole nation. I am tremendously proud of the whole business. And that's the reason I'm out here going from one end of the country, working with every bit of the energy I have to see that the Democrats continue in power, and I think they will. We've worked with you, and we've helped you to meet your basic needs for power and for water. And we've helped this region in many other ways. Our farm program, our housing program, Social Security and minimum wages, and all the rest. These things are helping to balance out your whole economy up here, to put a floor under your prosperity and to make life easier and better for the everyday citizen of the whole country. Now, you and I know that there's a lot left to do. There are lots of dams and power lines yet to be built. We've only begun this development. There are new factories and businesses to be helped into production. Schools and hospitals and homes to take care of the people who will work in them. Your farmers need protection against the great ups and downs in the prices for their produce. That's why we've been trying to work out some method for supporting perishables. And school kids all over the country need more of those fine apples you grow up here. These are the things for you to do and for your government to help you to do, where the help is needed. That brings me to one of the big questions at issue in this election. Will we go on with the kind of government which gives that help, or will we get the kind which turns its back upon the people? I tell you this, every bit of progress you have made will be in danger if the Republicans take over the country once again. And your hopes for the future might as well be laid aside. You can't trust the Republicans. They'll not help you. They'll not help you. They never have helped you. They only help themselves and the special privilege boys. They've done it every time. I say this because I know it's true, because I've read the Republican record in the Congress where it counts. And I know how they act and what they do. And I've been spelling out that story every chance I get, and I'm going to keep on doing it till we run them to the brush. There's something else I want to say. A political party that cannot be trusted to work for the prosperity at home cannot be trusted to work for peace abroad. Those who do not care about the people's welfare are not safe custodians of the nation's welfare. Think that over. Go home and think it over very carefully. Think of where your interests lie. Think of your families and your children. Give some thought to what the Republicans are offering this year. Think of those old guard faces surrounding the five-star candidate they've got. They've got him surrounded so he couldn't do a thing he wanted to if he tried. If he goes back there with the Republican Congress, just as sure as you stand here, they'll try their best to turn the clock back to 1896, and we can't afford to have that done. Now, when you thought this all over, do this. Vote the Republican ticket. If you want to go backwards, if you want to go forward, you better go along with me and help the country go where it ought to. Now I see a kid back there who's been paid to give us an I Like Ike sign. Well, I like Ike. I like Ike wonderfully well. I like him. I like him so well. I like Ike so well that I'd send him back to the Army if I had the chance, and that's what I'm trying to do. You want the welfare of this country to go forward. If you want your own interests properly taken care of, go to the polls on the 4th of November and vote for Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. The country will be safe for another 4 years.